This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The invaluable local organization Santa Fe New Music changed its presenting philosophy this past year. Instead of a series of concerts spread out through the season, it's concentrating its efforts on a single three-day event, SFNM2, Music as Environmental Consciousness. The festival begins tomorrow night, Thursday, at the Center for Contemporary Arts. And with us this morning is composer John Kennedy, the artistic director of Santa Fe New Music. John, welcome.
Great to be here, Spencer. Thank you.
Great to have you back. Why change the format? What's the advantage of a three-day festival?
Well, there are two main particular reasons, and the first is just so that we can go deeper in our work. I wanted to go deeper with the subject matter, to take a three-day festival, to commission composers, bring them to town, and to have musicians working more intensely over a 7 to 10 day period together as an ensemble, so that it would simultaneously create more of a happening, raise our artistic level. And it also is a practical concern for just my schedule, too, because I've been traveling so much for my work.
Right. In fact, you're just back from the Spoleto Festival.
You
conducted the premiere of a new Philip Glass work.
It was wonderful.
Kepler.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, a good way to get a handle on the festival is to acknowledge that it is an homage to one of the most important figures in new music.
Well, this year is the centenary year of John Cage. He would have been 100 years old this year. And to observe that centenary, I didn't want to play a lot of Cage music. I wanted to focus on composers who've carried the spirit of his work forward. And I think the most important thing we can take from Cage is his notion of music as nature, as a kind of environmental consciousness, that in encouraging us to hear all the world as sounds, including the very beautiful warmth of a string quartet, as well as birds and the rustle of wind and city and urban noises, all these things are part of our soundscape. It's all part of nature. And the music on the festival is of incredible variety, you know, and it's not pictorial depictions of nature at all. It's different pathways into listening to what's around us, whether the music is for a string quartet, whether it's for electronics, whether it's for a mixed chamber ensemble, whether it's for a piece using only seashells. And so none of the four concerts will be exactly the same.
You mentioned that this is the new generation, the generation of composers who are carrying on John Cage's work.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an idea of who will be part of the festival.
We have three young composers we've commissioned. Lisa Coons, who's presently in the Hartford area, Nathan Davis out of New York City, and Christopher Marionetti, who's an Albuquerque native, now living in Brooklyn. All with very different approaches. Lisa's composing for string instruments. She's really interested in the choreography of bowing, the textures of strings. Nathan writes for all media, from cell phones to laptops to traditional ensembles. He's written a new piece for us called Weather Rock for clarinet, cello, and percussion. Chris Marionetti, really a thinking man's composer, if you will, really interesting guy whose work is also very playful. And he's written a new work for us called Metamorphoses in a Mammalian Underworld. And then we've also commissioned Christian Wolf, who's one of the great elders of our field and is really the last surviving member of the circle of composers that included Cage and Morton Feldman.
Yeah. John, what are you hoping that audiences who come and immerse themselves in this music are going to take away after the Saturday concert?
I hope they really have a lot of fun and that they feel both nurtured and stimulated by what they hear, and that they'll be able to incorporate some of the way they're listening into the way they think about and look at the rest of the world.
Composer John Kennedy is the artistic director of Santa Fe New Music, the Southwest Festival of New Music, SFNM2, is Thursday through Saturday at the Center for Contemporary Arts in Santa Fe. For a festival schedule and for ticket information, go to sfnm.org. Congratulations on putting this all together, John.
Thanks so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.